Do you feel like time is flying? And do you feel like the seasons are shorter?
I blame retailers.
Well, partly. We haven't even finished back-to-school shopping yet. It isn't even Labor Day and already Thanksgiving, Halloween and Christmas has flooded the shelves everywhere. It seems society is pretty much split in half on this holiday rushing. Some want summer to last forever and don't want to see a colored leaf or pumpkin spice anything ever. Certainly not before October. I count myself among the other half who is ready to move on to sweater weather and festive beverages. However, I can see both sides. But I know it gives other people angst that time is passing us all by and we're not appreciating the moment. So, I wondered what is the actual reason all the stores are hustling and bustling so early. Of course, it comes down to the economy. There's only so much money to go around and every retailer wants a piece of the pumpkin pie, as it were. According to Forbes.com, analysts say shoppers may be more likely to overspend as they spread their purchases over an extended period. It hurts a lot when you take it out of your wallet today, says Joel Davis, executive director of the David F. Miller Retail Center at the University of Florida's Business School. But if I spent it a month, or 2 months, or 3 months ago, I don't feel that pain anymore. It's long gone. When it comes to certain categories of merchandise, retailers are competing for the same dollars, so each of them wants to strike first, Davis notes. With outdoor Christmas decorations, for example, there's only so many of those things I can put on my lawn, he says. Some Canadian retailers say they've put out some Christmas items in July. The earliest they've ever done it. I can understand that rationale. Sometimes the first place you see something you want or need is where you buy it. So, in that way, the early bird gets the worm. I also completely understand it for certain retailers, such as craft supply companies. DIYers are those who create projects to sell at Christmas sales have to be working on that stuff all year. I have a harder time understanding why Christmas candy is out on shelves with the snack-size Halloween treats. That just seems wrong. I can't prove it, but I swear trick-or-treat chocolate does not taste the same as Christmas chocolate. I refuse to eat a turtle before December 1st. Most people, I think, need to be in the mood for Christmas shopping, especially. We want the magical feeling of the first snow to get us all revved up for Hallmark movies, cookies, hot cocoa and gift exchanges. I just don't feel generous in November. No doubt there's psychology to it all, how we shop, when we shop and why we shop. I just think, in general, each holiday or occasion should get its due. It has never really been fair. Turkeys only get the limelight maybe twice a year, and that's not really lucky if you're a turkey. Monsters and witches only get one good day and night, whereas Santa gets a full month. I guess all we can do is pace ourselves, space out our spending, share any wealth we may enjoy and be grateful for every season even if they get all mashed together.